This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. If you want to comment on the cashless society, have you ever worked at a business that went cashless, that made the conscious choice to go from being accepting cash from customers to telling their customers, nope, sorry, we're not going to be taking cash from you anymore. If you want to shop here, you need to do it credit card only.
Or conversely, have you ever been part of a business that has decided to stop taking credit cards and go completely cash? Because these things exist too.
I'm glad you brought that up because I just encountered this today. I was at a little place called Little Zoe's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody that's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the last 3 years, you have eaten their
pizza.
It's
excellent.
Because it's probably the best food at Pork Fest.
Get the Red Dragon.
Sure.
This is a spicy.
If you like spicy.
Yeah, this is a spicy pizza.
You can't get that at Pork Fest.
And though, you really can't get that. I mean, just nobody makes a spicy pizza. Yeah, you can get the shaken red pepper, and I recommend putting that on a regular pizza, but there really isn't a spicy pizza out there for whatever reason.
This is the one.
But Mexican people don't eat pizza? Come on.
So, Little Zoe's, it's apparently, it was the first time I'd ever seen this business model of, and apparently it exists out west.
Uh-huh.
There's like a chain of some restaurant, and I don't remember what it's called. But the model is they sell pre-made, or not pre-made, but they make them fresh in the shop, pizzas that are not cooked.
Yes.
So they sell you an uncooked pie, and then you take that home, you put it in your oven.
Yes.
And you can put it in the freezer or put it in the fridge for a certain number of days or limited. I think fridge for like 24 hours, freezer for a few days. But
I do not understand this business model. The idea that I would take this pizza that they've made, and it's a very good
pizza.
But it's higher price than your average
lot higher price
cooked pizza.
But don't you save on the taxes though? Because there's a 10% prepared food tax.
Yep.
9%
in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, but there's no sales tax.
That's correct.
The pizza is more than 10% the cost of
uh-huh.
It's an expensive
uh-huh,
pizza. I see.
And the oven in which people cook pizzas is made specifically to make pizzas, and it does a better job than you putting your oven at home in the highest temperature possible and trying to make a good pizza.
Good point.
I got to agree with you. I never understood it myself.
I don't understand it.
Once they started taking cryptocurrency, I started buying their pizzas, and I'm glad I did because they're actually really good.
They are very good pizzas, even when you make them here.
Right. The quality is very, very high.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, these folks have been taking cryptocurrency for a couple of years. They're into it. You know, they actually got brought into it because they went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then, of course, they're here in Keene, so we followed up with them and, closed the deal.
Although they didn't take it this year, weirdly enough.
It was probably connections related.
Yeah,
connections.
Because you're out in the campground, there's crappy internet. So, I was there today, and it was because there's actually been some technical difficulties behind the scenes with AnyPay, sadly, but they're working on fixing it. And so I was kind of updating them on that, and I actually brought them back a tablet. So I had my reasons for being there, and I was kind of talking to them. She's like, hey, did you see our post? I was like, I'm not on Facebook. So we're on Instagram. Well, okay, I'm on Instagram. I'll follow you there. Their post was they are going to stop taking credit cards.
Good for them.
On October 1st, they're done taking credit cards.
Good for them.
And they're making a to-do about this. And, of course, on their Instagram comments, somebody's like, well, what are you going to be accepting besides credit cards? And they said cryptocurrencies and cash, and that's it.
Good for them.
I was really excited by that because that's pretty cool, and that means that more people are going to ask about, oh, well, what can I pay with? And then they're going to hear cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what's that? Oh, here's a flyer you can pick up right off the counter that explains cryptocurrency to you. So there's
a perfect
example.
They have a bank in their same little shopping center there. I think
right
I passed it on the way.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's like, you can just go to the bank right there and just get some cash.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to inconvenience their customers with credit cards, but it would be interesting. They were busy. You know, they're always busy, so I didn't just stop to really talk to them about this. But I want to ask them, why'd you do it? You know, was it just you were tired of the fees? What were the reasons why you decided to, what percentage were the credit cards as far as your customers? What percentage of customers were using credit cards?
It was probably bad customer service and not pricing.
You mean from the credit card companies?
Right. What happens is these small business people have to deal with all kinds of crap from dealing with the banks. So, you know, if somebody disputes a chargeback. And I don't imagine that's happening on pizza, but maybe it is. Whatever it is that the bank is in control of your money,
right.
not you. And that's the difference between cash, whether it's cryptocurrency or, you know, USDs, whatever it is, you're in control of the money once it goes into the register. You decide when you're going to give a refund. You decide under what circumstances. And if the bank decides to freeze an account because, you know, some creditor or the government or whatever it is, they can absolutely do that. Yep. And businesses just get frustrated. I mean, you know, every time I talk to some online business person, PayPal is bound to come up because they hate them.
Yeah.
They hate them.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my counterexample of here's a business that's actually in, you know, 2018 getting rid of credit cards. So that counters this MarketWatch article saying,
that's great, everybody loves. We found some minor, franchises that in some locations are no longer taking cash because they've got nothing but millennials paying bills there.
No. See, you missed a detail here. Flatstick is a new mini chain.
Brand new.
So it's not a business that stopped taking cash. It's a business that started by never taking cash.
It never took cash.
Right. So, and this is where you'll see it. You'll see, when I've seen these other articles before, they give examples. It's usually a business that's brand new. That way they're not cutting off an existing clientele, right? Because
the other thing is, most businesses fail within just a couple of years.
Especially restaurants. First year, they're done.
So 80%. So there's nothing saying that this is a good thing to add to your business model.
Right.
Like, show me
this could be a terrible decision.
Exactly.
Further, it's a, how hard is it for a company to take cash? Not very difficult.
Easy.
So as they get customers that come in and say, I can't pay with cash. Well, keep your coffee and your little sandwich made of bean sprouts. I'm out of here. And then, you know, after that happens 20 or a dozen times or whatever, the manager starts seeing it. I got to drive up sales here.
Right.
And pretty soon they're going to take cash. This isn't just a puff piece. This is basically obfuscation.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's continue here, though. The piece from MarketWatch. They're saying here that cash is on the ropes, although they also admit here that the Federal Reserve said in 2016 that 35% of U.S. transactions are still made in cash, and that the amount of cash, literally legal tender notes, being used around the world continues to rise. Plus, there are still plenty of obstacles to
going
cashless.
You know why the government doesn't like its own money, its own cash?
Can't track it.
Well, the things that they say about Bitcoin, it's used by terrorists, it's used by drug dealers, it's used in human trafficking, it's used in blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
You hear it over and over again. And that may very well be true. The cryptocurrencies are used for those things.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true, quintuple, so many more times in U.S. dollars.
There was a news article about that.
The currency of crime is the U.S. dollar.
Also the currency of, like, black projects. All of the things
the government's
doing, the CIA is doing, and all of that. It's mountains and mountains of paper U.S. I mean, didn't Barack Obama ship over a whole bunch of U.S. dollars by the pallet load over to Iran? Come on,
right? They put them in $50,000 bundles and they wrapped them in Saran wrap and they called them footballs and they would use them for payoffs. So just handing out $50,000 at a pop for whatever payoff
it is. They do say here there are obstacles to going cashless. For starters, the FDIC estimates that 7% of the U.S. population is still unbanked. In other words, they live in all cash life.
Wait, how much?
7%.
Oh, I thought you said 70. Seven is still pretty high.
It's actually lower than I expected it to be. They're unbanked.
It depends on what the definition they are using of unbanked. So what they're probably saying is that they never receive a check. And they never. Because people who are using check cashing services are banked. They're just poorly banked.
Are they considered banked?
I think they're considered banked.
They're banks.
Yeah.
I would be interested in
seeing
that.
They're not a Federal Reserve affiliate bank. Yeah. They're not FDIC insured, but they are banked.
I mean, they can cash a check.
They provide banking services.
Well, they say here, in other words, they live an all-cash life, so would be entirely shut out in a cashless society. Some also like the anonymity that comes with paying for cash. Others use cash for budgeting reasons, as in when you're out of cash, you stop spending.
It's a good idea.
It's easy to budget with cash.
Let's go on here. We'll continue. Your calls, your thoughts, certainly welcome. You want to weigh in on the cashless society. It's definitely being pushed by some of the big money people, the big banks, and in this case, MarketWatch.com. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, discord.lrn.fm. I did mention briefly that AnyPay has been having some technical difficulties over the past few days, but I still love AnyPay. I'm still a big fan of what they're doing, and I know they're going to get it worked out. Actually, I've been let into the secretive AnyPay. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, but they didn't tell me I couldn't. So I've been let into their, like, they got their Slack, which is a chat thing where they talk with their programmers about, you know, things they need to do. They let me into their, there's this other sort of organizer program that they have. I forget what it's called, but I've been let into that. So I'm seeing, like, the behind the scenes of the bugs they need to fix, the features they're going to add, and I'm even more excited now because I get the back end
view
here of what they're up to. AnyPay is the way to accept cryptocurrency in real life, and when it's working, man, it works great. It's just there's some bumps in the road. I have to remind some of the merchants here locally who are using AnyPay, because that's the way. If you pay with crypto in Keene, New Hampshire, or in Portsmouth, you're paying with the AnyPay system.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And it's smooth, it's easy, and like I said, when it's working, it works well. But we are still here on the leading edge of cryptocurrency, right? Like, this whole thing is so new. This has never been done before, this whole crypto thing. And it's only the first decade. We still haven't even crossed that 10-year mark. That's coming soon, but we haven't crossed the 10-year mark for Bitcoin yet. And so this, on the scale of money, is so brand new. And so you do have to keep in mind, if you're going to adopt AnyPay, there's going to be some bumps in the road. But right now, it's the best bet as far as merchant adoption. I was looking at alternatives recently to see what else there is out there. They don't even have it together like AnyPay does. So check them out at AnyPay.global. It allows you to accept Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash. I'll tell you this behind the scenes. They're working on Horizon. They're working on it. I haven't tested it yet, but I did notice it this week in the back end.
Horizon is the system. They're working on Zencash. Zen.
Good point.
Zen.
They're calling it Horizon in the back end. So I'm excited. I love what they do there. Go check them out at AnyPay.global. You want to get accepting crypto? It doesn't get any faster than this. What's it like signing up for a credit card company? You got to call the merchant services provider. You got to fill out paper, like multiple pages of government forms, bank applications. It's got to get approved. It's a weeks-long process at the quickest point. AnyPay. You go to AnyPay.global, create a username, create a password, you're in.
It honestly takes 30 seconds. So I set mine up at Porkfest, and I was there with the developers. They were like, set up your merchant account right now. 30 seconds.
There's not even I've criticized them because it's so fast.
Yeah,
because they're not even checking the user. Like, you can put anything you want in for a username and password.
Right.
There's no checks on. You want to put a two-letter password? You can do that. That's bad. You know, that's bad security. But you know, if you want
to
be a bad security, it's up to you. So it's totally in your level of decision. You get to decide what to do here. Anyway, you put in the username and password. You get into the back end. You put in your cryptocurrency destination wallets, your personal Dash address or Bitcoin address, and that's it. Then you load the app on the point of sale device, and you're done. I mean, we're talking about maximum. If you already have a crypto wallet and you already have a tablet, you're talking 5 minutes for the whole thing.
Yeah, you're good to go
for the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so easy. AnyPay.global. Check them out. All right. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. We've been talking about the so-called cashless society. It's being pimped out by, the credit card companies, but also their affiliates at places like MarketWatch. Go ahead, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I just want to just give a kudos shout-out there for Dogecoin. It's just done fantastic in the last week or so.
You love your Dogecoin.
I do.
Dogecoin has a lot of transactions.
You know, but hey, I'm making money. That's all that matters. That's not why I called.
All right.
I was listening to you guys were talking about, you know, cashless society and stuff like that. And it brought a question in my head where if that went into effect and it was just we had an all cashless society, what kind of a effect would it have on gold and silver in terms of its market value?
if people replaced the absence of cash with something else, gold and silver might become a little more useful. They might, people may be more interested in trading silver. But of course, we're now in the cryptocurrency age where if one of the benefits of cash is privacy, then you turn to something like Horizon, or, Monero or one of these other cryptocurrencies that's based in a privacy system, and you've got instant transactions with all of the safety and security of cryptocurrency, and you can prevent the government from seeing what you're doing.
Okay.
It's hard to go backwards to gold and silver, I think.
Gold and silver are not very portable.
Correct.
And they are also very difficult in the realm of divisibility.
You can't make change easily.
No, which is the whole reason for government fiat in the first place. Nobody's going back to gold and silver coins.
I did live in a cashless society for 5 years. Part of the time I was in prison, they had outlawed, when I first started, you were allowed to have ones and fives. Then they went to this ID card that you had to have on you at all times, and it was a disciplinary report if you didn't have it on, hanging on, at least in your pocket, if you didn't have it hanging on your shirt. It had some kind of magnetic strip or whatever, some readable thing on it, and that had your account that it would immediately pull up in the canteen. But obviously, business was being done in the prison that was outside
cigarettes?
Of the realm. Cigarettes,
tuna fish.
What were
some of the most common forms of currency?
Packs of tailors, as tailor-made cigarettes is what they called them. And that was number one, even for people who did not smoke.
Right.
And
that's best if you don't smoke, because then you're not smoking your own supply, right?
They would also do just basically barter lists. So somebody would say, well, this person owes me $37 from playing hearts or whatever, and spades, whatever it might be, whatever the game might have been, and here's your list of things that you must buy me off of your card in the canteen. So they would just make a grocery list. They'll say, look, I'll take it as much as I can get this week, and then the remainder of it next week, because I think you could only spend $35 per week at the time. This is some time ago, and that was the deal. And I recall, Soups, I will never forget this, 65 cents for the in the styrofoam cup Marshan ramen noodle.
Oh, ramen noodle, yeah.
I think that, Robert, regarding gold and silver, a lot of us still have that kind of nostalgia for it, that fond memory. It's still beautiful. It's still wonderful to look at. I still have a piece in my wallet that I carry around with me, a little half-ounce silver piece, but I've never actually pulled it out to try to pay for anything with it.
Right.
Because like Vin says here, you can't easily make change for it, even if you have the smaller size pieces.
Old mercury dimes. So they're a small bit of silver, but they're also harder because they've been mixed with tin or something hard. I don't know what. And they also look distinctive. So if you try to use an Eisenhower dime that has silver in it, it's going to be mistaken very easily for a regular dime, which doesn't have silver in it. And that's why I like the mercuries.
Yeah, I agree with Vin on this one. I don't think we're going backward on that, even if cash disappears.
Probably
tomorrow.
Not.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert.
Hookers are already taking cryptocurrency. How in the hell are they going to go backwards?
Indeed. All right, more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts. You can weigh in on the cashless society if you've got some experience in it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140-mile-per-hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. You just jump on over to discord.lrn.fm and hop on into one of those. There are three of them available to you. And if we ever have a problem where they're constantly being occupied, we can always add more. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. I mentioned earlier Anarchapulco as something that I have attended, and Mark, you have as well. In fact, you've been to, I think, three of the four.
I emceed the first one.
I have been to two of the four, and Vin, you've been to one.
I've been to one.
Okay.
I've been to one.
That's where we met, actually, was yes, it 2017, before you had moved to New Hampshire, and that's, I think, how you found out about what was going on.
You, listening to you speak in Anarchapulco was where the spark was sparked for me.
I'm happy to do my job. That's what I do. I let people know about the amazing movement here. But what's happening down in Acapulco is pretty cool, too, because they've got basically the best libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist convention thing that you can possibly imagine. I've been to a bunch of, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great event. There's no doubt about it. But this event, it's topped it. This year, in 2018, they had 1,700 people attending Anarchapulco. It was sold out. And that 1,700 is about the peak of what Porkfest was when it peaked several years ago. So right now, Anarchapulco is the biggest event by far. And it's also a lot of fun because it attracts people from all around the globe. Because there's some people, honestly, they don't want to come to the United States.
Yep.
Porkfest may be a great event. They're not coming because it's in the United States.
Well, and it's not in a tropical location where you can lay out by the pool and drink Mai Tais.
There's a pool at Porkfest, but it's not the same as a huge resort that we're going to be at again in 2019. And I hear you're coming back.
Yes, I'll be back, yes.
It's also an incredible value as far as an event.
Oh, yeah,
you're talking about 4 or 5 days.
February 14th through the 19th. So, yeah, basically a five-day event.
Yeah, that'd even be more than that because it's 6 days.
Yeah, five nights. So, yeah.
Okay, so 6 days event for, at this point, the last I saw, $450.
For one
so
ticket.
Far less than $100. And there's, by the way, an add-on ticket. So if you're bringing your spouse or something, there's a discount for that.
Discount.
Don't forget there's a discount that we offer.
Right, because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You get 15% off by going to anarchapulco.com using code FTL when you get your tickets.
Please come out and hang out with us. It's going to be a blast. I really enjoyed it the last time, and I really enjoy seeing you.
Yeah, it was great. And, of course, there's great speakers, too. You know, if that's the reason you want to go to these things, there's Ron Paul is going to be there speaking, and it doesn't get bigger than Ron Paul. Yeah. Of course, also Judge Napolitano. He'll be there for the first time ever.
I think I'm more excited about seeing Judge Knapp.
Doug, have you met him in person before?
We've had
him on the show. I know that remotely. But Larkin Rose, Doug Casey, many more names still to be announced. Again, we're still about 6 months out from this, February 14th through the 19th. Mark your calendars now. Start getting your plans put together. They're going to be discussing so many different topics: entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. For it says here 4 days, but that can't be right if it's the 14th through the 19th. That's more than
there might be a kickoff day on the 14th, though. You know how they often do that.
Check it out, anarchapulco.com. It's the key liberty event on the planet right now, and it's a lot of fun. The location couldn't be any better. It's a beautiful resort, huge. In fact, this time they're going to be taking up the larger space.
I got 14th through the 17th here on their website.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then we need to update this right now because this has been. So we've been telling people the 19th for more than a month.
Well, there are things definitely going on the 19th.
Oh, so it's one of those things where they've got the official
they have the add-on.
Right.
There's packages that go on both sides of the event. You can
spend 2 weeks. Okay. Gotcha. Well, we need to figure out what days we should be promoting.
Consistent with the website.
Right. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, get your 15% off. We're looking forward to seeing you there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where David is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You're on the air.
You're cashless. Hello?
Yeah, we have you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're cashless society, but first of all,
Dogecoin? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's you know the difference between literal and figurative, right?
Sure.
Dogecoin, I might have missed something in the history of that, people talking about it, but I immediately left to myself upon viewing that item, saw Dogecoin. Is that what the founder intended? Has somebody else figured that out, or am I just out here by myself?
No, it's an interesting observation.
It's the other side of it. Is this meme that somewhere along the line people started making? People want to talk for their dogs and talk for their cats. Like I can has hamburger or cheeseburger and all this stuff that people do on the internet. And one of the ways that people were talking was obviously dogs and cats don't speak English really well, and so instead of saying dog about other dogs, they talk it's a doge or a doggie, and people, since it was written, the meme was written as opposed to being spoken, people didn't really know what the original author meant. It's like GIF and a GIF, and the arguments over that is that basically it's the same thing, David, is the argument between doge or doggie coin, and
but everybody calls it Doge. In the cryptocurrency world, everybody calls it Doge.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And the guy
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, thanks for filling that piece of information bridges the gap for me. Now I understand how that all transpired. I just couldn't, I couldn't figure out why I never heard anybody refer to it as dog e-coin or doggy coin. But I see what you,
yeah, it was based on a meme of a Shiba Inu, I believe.
Yes.
That has become fairly, ubiquitous.
Right. And on your cashless society, the other day on your program, we were talking about student loans and I was pointing out how student loans are is a good way for the powers that be, government and their partners outside of government, to tap, you know, whatever 2%, 4% of that value while you pay on it over the entirety of your life. And I didn't hear you mention, you might have, but I was paying pretty close attention to see if you would mention this point of the cashless society. You did discuss how credit cards take 1% to 5% for the handling. But if you,
no,
if
it's
the government,
it's more at least 3% for businesses that they have to pay on every credit card transaction.
Right.
But sorry, go ahead.
Right. And if the government forces that, you know, forces cash out and forces all transactions to be that way, in addition to the things that you did list, and yes, you did mention that credit card companies love it because if they get more of of the cash action, then they get their, you know, there's more volume to take.
Correct.
Their
they make 3%, even more
3% on. Yeah. But what I didn't hear mentioned was that if you go to cashless, that I consider the government, you know, a racket, and this
sure.
is just one more piece of action that they're getting in on, so that they can funnel to their banker friends, you know, whatever 1%, 2%, 3%, 5% of every transaction that goes on, and then you know that the banker friends then funnel back contributions.
Oh yeah, of course.
Right. And also the bigger picture is, like I said, when I got hit by my government 11 years ago, I started analyzing everything that they do. And if you look closely, I see that virtually every transaction in society, and I'm not just talking about monetary transactions, but everything that transacts in relationships in society that involves government and business, it's all slowly being engineered to the maximum advantage of the powers that be to take wealth and control from you. And I mean every yeah. little thing, from the schools to the MVD to the cashless society.
Government is all about. It's all about extracting wealth and obedience from
yep.
people to the benefit of the politically connected. That's what it's all about. So thank you, David. Good call. I appreciate the observations. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you get on the lines with us now. You don't have to talk about the cashless society, though. You can bring up anything that is on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable? Your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you dial in now, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then there's the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump into those if you want to get on the air with us and talk about what you want. If you want to follow Free Talk Live on social media, well, we've got a few different options for you. So, of course, there's Facebook, there's Twitter. You can go to either Facebook or Twitter.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right to whichever one of those pages you prefer to go and follow. There's also newer media, and I was telling Vin about Mastodon off the air here. This is a decentralized sort of variant or copy or whatever of Twitter. They sort of borrowed the format of Twitter with the hashtags and the at symbols and the tagging and all that. And they've done it decentralized, meaning that you can't be shut down by the powers that be if you're on this Mastodon platform. So we, of course, you know, if you've been paying attention to the news this summer, there have been people like Alex Jones and others who've had their accounts shut down or banned from these different platforms. This is essentially a censorship-proof platform for libertarians and other people to participate in. So you can follow our toots, as they are called, on Mastodon by going to toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our Liberdon toots. Server. Yep, they're calling them toots. And, you know,
well, it's funny.
It's cute. It's funny.
I like it.
So check that out. So you can follow us on Mastodon. And also, you can follow us on Telegram, because that's where we're originating all of our social media posts now, on is through our Telegram channel. So Telegram's a great chat app for person-to-person and for group chatting, but a couple years ago they added channels to that, which means that people who want to just simply follow and not be able to talk back just to see what you're posting about can follow. Go to telegram.freetalklive.com, and that'll pop you right into our Telegram channel, and then you get our updates as soon as they're, soon as they're posted. We've got like 19 members on our Telegram channel. So not a very big thing, but we don't push it out there a whole lot. But maybe we should. So check us out. Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and Toots. Again, toot.freetalklive.com. toot.freetalklive.com for the Mastodon server. All right, so let's go to more of your calls and thoughts as we continue. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. Did you know that there are actually five underground military bases in the state of Carolina?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
How would I have known that?
Well,
Carolina isn't a state.
Which Carolina?
There's a lady that lives in Carolina that...
Carolina's still not a state.
She's all the way over in New Mexico. Forgive her. She doesn't know.
I was listening to a conspiracy radio show, and I happen to believe it. And she made
five
conclusions.
Anything you're told by conspiracy shows.
It is a demonstrably provable statement that Carolina does not exist as a state.
Well, there is a North and South Carolina.
Those are states. Well, South Carolina.
Is a state of South Carolina, and actually she used to work at
How many underground bunkers are in the state of South Carolina?
No, underground military bases.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
underground.
A big thing.
So the people that with the high clearances that work in the bases are telling her about these bases in secret, obviously, and then
telling
they
want
to remain. Well, this lady that has a website and
a lady with a website.
I should have grabbed the pen and paper really fast, but they did repeat it like 6 times.
So
and
you
I
wrote
trying
it
to
down.
Remember, and then I could not. I'm trying to remember. I didn't have my pen and paper, but she has a website that you could go find out about.
Wait,
it.
Wait, so you didn't have your pen and paper, so you don't know what the website is?
Well, that's correct. I was trying to
remember.
Well,
then what good is this? How are we supposed to? How are we supposed to verify the...
I think maybe you could just Google 6 underground military bases in South Carolina.
We probably could.
Five.
Only 5.
Then, okay, don't Google. Don't put six. That will not return the correct result.
Okay, so what are they doing with these underground military bases? Allegedly.
Well, I mean, you know what? I guess the website would describe it more, but it's supposed to be a big secret. And these people that are whistleblowers or they have really high clear clearances, and they are not supposed to tell anybody, but they trust her enough to tell her. So, but I think it's got to do with nuclear bomb. One of the big reasons is nuclear bomb. And I was told that they have aliens down there, and they're giving...
They just got it all down there. Nuclear bombs, aliens.
Yeah, and
underground
and then,
bases.
Of course, a scientific...
sorry to interrupt you, Sarah. Was it subterraneanbases.com? That's what Google came up with here.
No, it's something else. Right. It's like 4 or 5 words.
Here.
And I try to remember the first
three.
Let me just let you know. I know, Sarah, you don't really know web stuff, but the fewer words, the better as far as a web URL is concerned.
For sure.
If you're trying to come up with, what should I call my website?
Says the guy with Free Talk Live.
That's only three. And they're short. Have you ever had a trouble remembering that website, Mark?
No, but we did have the opportunity to buy FTL.fm, and I really, really regret not having just thrown the $15 or whatever it was at you.
Way more than $15 for a three-letter .fm.
.fm?
Yeah.
You've got LRN.fm.
Yeah, and I pay $70 a year for that.
I think we should have paid it.
Well, I gave you the opportunity to. You can go and buy it right now if you want.
It's probably for sale.
I doubt that anybody's squatting that. Go and check it.
Well, they are now. If they weren't before, they're rushing to their keyboards to squat it before you try to go buy it.
I'm not going
to
promote FTL.fm. We've been promoting freetalklive.com for
It'd be an easy way to get emails, though.
Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
5 locations, like a national park. And all of these sites are very, very prominent in the state of Carolina.
Are they secret? Because you can't be. You can pick one. You can either be prominent or you can be secret.
But it's like they, like Wyoming National. There's a big national park that everybody knows about, and it's underneath that. But it's supposed to be a top government secret.
Did you say Wyoming?
No, I'm not saying Wyoming, but if there's a big, the large national park in South Carolina, it's underneath that one. And it's underneath another big...
Keep in mind, Sarah also believes that people live on the moon. I would just like to remind our listeners that of the things that Sarah believes, this is probably one of the more believable ones. I mean, it's not unbelievable that the military would have an underground base. Whether they have 5 in one state, I don't know. Obviously, there's no real way to verify this information because they're secret.
They have underground bases in Nevada for sure. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think keeping underground bases in South Carolina, 5 of them, keeping them secret, seems like that would be a yeoman's job.
Well, right,
do.
Because everybody who's on the base has to keep it secret.
So yeah, they can't even leave.
Well, I mean, they're telling this lady in secret. They're supposed to, you know, they're anonymous. They don't want to be found. They might get put in jail or get killed or what, you know, whatever the government's going to do to them. But they trust her enough where that she could put these on, and then she's not going to disclose who they are. And they have, like, really high clearances, secret government clearances, but they're whistleblowers.
This is exciting to you, isn't it?
If they have secret government clearances, they aren't giving information to this lady.
And if this lady has information from people with secret government clearances, how is she still alive?
Right.
If any of this is true in any way.
Well, the thing about it is that the people that are telling this with a clearance, she is not the one with a high clearance. These people
clearly
are, they're remain anonymous. But you know the Truman Hole in Pennsylvania? That was
the Truman Hole?
Yeah, the mountain, the bunker for the Truman.
No.
The inside the mountain, they cut out a mountain. It was to hide Truman during nuclear war. But that was there since the 1940s, the bunker. And the whole state of Pennsylvania.
You've really got
about
a thing
it.
For underground bunkers. She loves
I
them.
Do too. I like them.
Yeah.
I think they're very interesting. I prefer mine buried in a mountain, though.
Would you ever live in one, Sarah, if you could have your own underground bunker to just go live in? Would you ever do that?
Well, you know what? It costs about $3 million for those.
What if welfare paid for it?
There's a
you
bunker.
Know what? They were,
there's a home for sale in New Hampshire that's a regular price.
I want my answer. Mark, Sarah, go ahead. What if welfare paid for the underground bunker? Would you live there?
You know what? I think it's going to come to the time that we're going to need a. But they don't want poor people alive. They want.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to pay for an underground bunker. You're absolutely right about that. That's the one thing you're right about so far here tonight, for sure. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah.
What would be the benefit? Why in the world would the government want to keep people who are sponging alive at that given time? Why would they want to keep anybody alive, frankly? I mean, the only people that they ever have any plans...
Well, people like Sarah vote for more welfare.
The only people that they intend to... If the nation is going to be wiped out, or even in part wiped out,
yeah.
The only people that they're going to attempt to save are high-ranking
correct.
Government officials
yeah.
and whomever is going
that's
to serve
right.
them.
That's yeah. true. Check out Vin Armani over at VinArmani.com. He's got a brand-new show he's doing called Destination Unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get it on LRN.FM
very,
very, very soon. So, in the meantime, between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online over at FreeTalkLive.com, and we will look forward to seeing you there and then. And don't forget to join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month. We'd appreciate it.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.